Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, everybody, this is the Max Living Podcast. This is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. We're excited about our special guest on today. My goal for this guest coming on was that as a patient, actually as a doctor, this guy has helped increase my certainty and understanding and just knowing that when I get adjusted and I'm getting adjusted regularly for the rest of my life, that I am doing the best possible things I can be doing to just increase my potential for health and vitality. He was a high volume chiropractor practicing in Nebraska, has now taken on coaching clients and helps people in chiropractors literally all over the world in their practices, loves to work out, work on his fitness, completely congruent in his own health. And then we know he likes to work on his golf game and is trying to get that handicap down right now. No further ado, we want to introduce Dr. Dan Sullivan.
Well, it's great to be here, guys. I'm excited about, you know, all you listeners out there, obviously you are surrounded by amazing doctors and, yeah, I just want to, you know, shine some light on what you are doing, or maybe if you're not under a Maximum Living office care, Max Living Care, that you would understand the value, the benefits, and most importantly, we're trying to navigate through life. And so this excites me. I get to talk about health, and I get to talk about anything that can help you be well and be healthy, and I couldn't be doing it better with two better people. So excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you, Dr. Dan. I will say that So you have been in our lives for a really long time. We've known you for a long time. And in fact, your wife and I gave birth probably within weeks of each other to our first children. She crushed it, knocked it out of the park, did an amazing job.
I think your daughter was my son's first kid when they were like 2 years old.
I think so, yeah.
And they're like 2.5 years old.
Probably at a chiropractic conference. But I think that one of the gifts that one of the first things when we were connecting on bringing you on the podcast is you've given a really big gift to me over the years of, in the moments when, in hearing you talk and hearing you speak and communicate chiropractic, in the moments where things felt a little scary to me, where I was like, oh gosh, like, is this going to be okay? You know what I'm saying? Like when you're in a situation that you're like, you're thinking like, oh, do I grab something more medical, something that I kind of grew up going to, or do I lean into this concept of, you know, of holistic healthcare? And do I lean into this trust in my body? And I know, you know, in the decisions that we're making through a more holistic lifestyle, the moments, things that you have communicated resonated deeply and came to mind. And those times where you've given me that certainty and communicated the principles of my body really spoke to me. And so when we were thinking about, you know, having you come on here, Dr. Dan, it was really that gift, giving that gift to our listeners of being able to rely on your body and trust that your body knows what the heck is going on.
Yeah. So where does that certainty come from?
It comes from a lot of uncertainty. And here's what I mean. So I grew up in a family. My two oldest brothers are medical doctors. My mom's a nurse and just did retire a couple of years ago. She was a nurse for over 37 years. My sister's an occupational therapist. So I grew up, I was not in the natural health, chiropractic, none of that, right? So if you're out there, don't think that, hey, we all were cut from this cloth where we were just out of the womb and have never had a toxin in our body. Here's the thing I want you to know, and this is such a great, great question, Ashley, which is, where does it come from for me? I mean, we all need to be, and here's the thing, you may be out there right now and you're like, you're in that predicament. You're like, man, I want to trust these guys. I want to trust my doctors. I want to do the right thing. I want to stay away from the drugs. I don't want to resort to this surgery or procedure intervention. I just want to shine light on, here's the thing right out of the gates is your body, as much as pain as you may be in, or as symptoms you may have, or as many drugs as you've been on or are on, here's what I'll tell you. There's more things going on perfectly in your body than are going on wrong. So when you come into an office, right, that is a corrective care principle-based office, like a Max Living office, here's what you're going to first get looked at and evaluated and say, you may have a lot of things going on, but there's more that's going on right. And we're going to focus on that and the intelligence that gives, that lays that foundation. And so I'll give you your question, right? Because it's a great question. But when I got rattled with, I remember being first year in chiropractic college, and it was like going through the cadavers, and I'm like, wow, I've never thought about the body. Every time I eat something, it's got to go through so many processes to actually just turn that apple or whatever I'm eating into real live cells.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say poop. And I was like, wow. That's...
Well, that too. It's got a limit.
Right,
so,
right.
So I remember having that moment of like, nobody talks about this. We just take this for granted. So one of the things that, so my say is like, I had uncertainty that I had to prove to my brothers and siblings and dad and mom that where I was going, the endeavor I was going down was worthy. So I end up going to the science and I can go through all the data and all the research. And I do that because if it came from, I'm living my life, we all prove something to somebody. It just happened to be the worthy pursuit of being a chiropractor and that it has more to do with whole body health than just back pain and neck pain. So I remember being at one of my first, you know, a chiropractic lecture and somebody was talking about all these amazing things, healing hearts, lungs, digestion, breathing, sleep, like were improved by chiropractic adjustment. And I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. I got injured in pole vaulting back in high school. And as an athlete that couldn't get better, went to all the doctors, was, you know, thought I was going to be taken away from me and never going to be able to run again. And all the neurologists and orthopedists and everybody didn't know what was going on. In fact, one time they pulled my mom out of an office and said, because they wanted me to hear me, or they don't want me to hear it, said a doctor, Dr. Froggett, I'll never forget. He said, he told my mom, we think your son's faking it and needs to be on antidepressants. And I was like, and my mom was so mad we left. And he goes, because we don't have any tests that indicate what's wrong. There's nothing wrong. And I was like, mom, just tell me if it's in my head, how do I get out of my head? Because all I want to do is play baseball.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And so I say all that.
They can't find it. It's got to be in your head.
That's the only conclusion. And here's, at this point, I realized it's not their fault. They just don't know. Like they literally don't know. And so when I went to a chiropractor and he looked at some things differently and he took an x-ray and he evaluated, he showed me, here's your hit. And I'm like, there's no way all these doctors in these big hospitals with these big, amazing technology can't find it and you can.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, it was right. And it led me down. But I got into chiropractic thinking, I'm going to help athletes get over back pain because that's what happened for me. So I'm listening to this guy. And he tells me, or he's going through all this stuff. And I call my sister on my way home. And I said, Abby, my little sister, I said, Abby, I'm learning some things about the body and the spine and how it relates to all health. And my dad had just had a heart attack. And I said, I think that dad's back had something to do with his heart and his heart attack.
Absolutely.
And she listened like a good little sister did. And one of my brother just graduated medical school. Another one was in medical school. And within 4 days, my entire family had found out that Dan thinks that dad's back had something to do with his heart attack. And at that point, again, I had left the reservation in their eyes. So to your question, I've then said it as one of my competitive nature, said, I'm going to prove to my own family that this is valid. It's real. And there's evidence behind it. And I've been on international stages. I've traveled all over the world, worked with professional athletes. I've worked with Olympia athletes. I've spoken all over the world at different platforms for one reason and one reason only is because in my mind, I need the proof to prove to my family. And so when I say that.
Yeah. Because when you go back home, you're still Dan. You're not Dr. Dan.
Yeah. Right. Exactly right. And so I just want, if you could take away something, if you're listening, I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, like, and I have spoken now in research centers and PhDs and the, you know, lead, you know, editor in chief of the American Journal of Cardiology. And I will say to them the same thing I'll say to you, like, there is so much evidence to support when you get adjusted, how it influences all aspects of human performance and physiology, and that the world will lead you to believe. And I say the world, I just mean that our current kind of medical model. And unfortunately, some chiropractors still, you know, practice what I would call an antiquated model that it's just about bad backs and bad necks or back pain and neck pain. Not that we don't help those things,
yeah,
but there's so much more.
Yeah. The thing that got me so excited about chiropractic, listening to you back in the day, something that you used to teach on, and I've seen you post on this, and I talk about this now, and it was funny, is like hearing somebody else say it and then digging into yourself and actually starting to like study some of the research behind it. It was all about breast milk. And I can say up until that point, I hadn't really thought much about breast milk. But the idea that literally the chemical reaction that's happening between the baby's saliva and the mom's tissue has such prolific effects on what the mom innately starts producing for that baby based on what her body knows the baby needs through literally signaling in saliva. Like
let's break that down for a second. Because you said some big words there that I want to break down, which is, so when a baby is nursing from a mother, that suckling from the mother's nipple, there are receptors on the mom's skin that can measure and detect the pH of the baby's saliva. And then it takes that in and it makes the breast milk perfectly meeting the needs of that baby at that time. And so when you think about that, that's actually incredible. Here's another one is that when a mom smells a dirty diaper, she actually, a nursing mom will actually, the breast milk makeup of the breast milk will change. Now, you may say to yourself, how does that work? Well, we don't have the time for that. Here's what I'll tell you. The fact that that does that, and I could go through 9,000 different things and biochemical reactions that occur every time you take a drink of water or bite of food. It's the point that we have to make, and we start off with from a health standpoint to say, that's an amazing body with an amazing intelligence that God made this body amazing. And so what we look at is say, hey, we're not going to try to figure it out, so to speak. The best thing we could do for you, because the greatest doctor's inside you, we're going to remove interference. We're going to try to figure out how can we remove as much interference to that amazing intelligence as possible. And it turns out that one of the greatest assaults on that intelligence or on that expression of your health happens to be the nervous system and the condition, function, and mobility of the spine.
Yeah.
That's so good. One of the greatest assaults that you can do. So you're saying there's so many things that you could do, and one of the greatest assaults that you have. I mean, that's profound.
On it.
Yeah, that's not my opinion. You know, you take research from 2011, Ogura's study, he did a PET scan, used a $3 million PET scan over in Japan. So essentially they took these guys and they took their neck and adjusted their neck, and it showed a completely different, again, a PET scan. So it showed a completely different response in chronic disease physiology. So there's hormones throughout the body when you get in chronic disease. And so that hormone, norepinephrine, was reduced when this adjustment occurred to their neck. And actually they had a group that didn't get adjusted, but it was like they moved their neck and it was completely different. So the adjustment turned out to be the single, you know, greatest weapon at that point to reduce this hormone that can lead to a lot of chronic disease.
So good. So it's not just motion in your neck. It's literally an adjustment. It's a specific adjustment.
Yeah. They tested it. Yeah,
that's
for sure.
So good.
That's amazing. So as a patient, you think about this, and I know as a chiropractor, I can connect these dots, but it frequently we talk about chiropractic, and we talk about chiropractic as it's so amazing. But in reality, chiropractic is just a tool that has served as an answer to the problem. And the problem is subluxation, that right. The problem is disconnection. The problem is less than. The problem is this whole idea of living out less than our God-given potential. And so the only thing that makes chiropractic so awesome is the fact that the body was actually designed to function in this maximum state. So like during COVID, I remember hearing all these people talk about chiropractic boosts your immune system. It's like, no. Subluxation destroys your immune system. Subluxation interferes with the process. Your immune system is already amazing. We're not going to make your immune system like God plus, right? Like God already created incredible, but subluxation is that devastating. So then chiropractic is the right tool to fit the need to remove and correct subluxation so that your body can go back to function the way it was designed. For me, that was such a huge thing, that we were designed to function in a certain way. And the reason that chiropractic is so incredible is because it works with the body to try to maximize your potential to fit within and as close to that design as you possibly can.
Yeah, you're right. So then I think the next question, if I'm playing even the other side of it, I would say then why, if the body's so intelligent, why would it allow for these subluxations to occur, right? And it's a great question, right? And we had to deal with this early on in our journey. And you look at, well, the body has a limitation of matter. And that body, just like a broken arm, you know, if you have somebody that's playing soccer and they fall on their arm or their leg and they break, it can only withstand so much stress. And why that's important in today's age is when you look at the stressors, let's just start with one, the physical stress, right? Of sitting and looking at devices in our technologically driven world. And I don't need to even go number two. So then, but then for me, I would go to the research. I would say, okay, then does the research that validates or do we have evidence of this in the research that shows that, you know, spine under stress actually produces this interference? And beyond a shadow of a doubt, I mean, 2014 actually was a study by Handre, a neurosurgeon, showed that when your head is forward, and the average person, their head is forward 15 to 30 degrees when you're texting, and he showed that added another 27 to 50 pounds of pressure on your neck and your head. And here was the cool part about the study, or the unfortunate, but the reality was it actually directly affected your hormones. Your hormones of powerful, right? So things like testosterone and serotonin actually were reduced. Now, they didn't have a reason as to why. We do. We could say, well, because we know the autonomic nervous system is related. So when you're in a state that your body's constantly in this you know, predominant head forward, shoulders rounded, you know, low back is reduced, that puts you into the state where ultimately subluxation is going to occur. And that's why everybody we know, it's like, who deserves chiropractic? Well, anybody that's currently living in today's, you know, environment, and we have proof of
everyone's head forward, and you know, your HPAA, right? Your hypo pituitary adrenal
yeah,
axis.
Adrenal axis.
Yep. It's all right there. So it's funny how often science doesn't have a reason for what happens, but as soon as you understand chiropractic, then the science and the reason. As you're going through that, there was something right there that you touched on for a second, that the whole concept of why would the body fix subluxation? If the body's so intelligent, why wouldn't it fix subluxation? And then this may have been you, it may have been somebody else, but I'm going to give you credit for it. I remember it being said that the body would fix it. However, the means by which the body heals everything is the nervous system, and it happens to be the one system that's being assaulted at the moment. So it can't correct the problem, because the problem is occurring to the exact system that controls healing.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, Doc, is that, so I remember my first year in practice, I had there were twins, and one of the twins came in with basically a failure to thrive, and he was 11 years old. His name was Cole, and his twin brother's named Kalen, and they were in the height of their, you know, like soccer career, and they were doing this weird thing. And he literally, his dad, you know, brought him in and laid him on my table. Like he couldn't, and he had just progressively gone downhill. What happened is he had a sledding accident, and he just started getting a headache, and then that led to some neck pain, and then he started getting sick, and his mom was an art teacher in a high school. She came in and had the entire page. We've been to this doctor. I mean, it had been everything. You've done it everywhere, and had all the drugs and had all the tests and CT scans. And it came back. It's like, we don't know. Failure to thrive. Like, we got nothing for you. And we started, I'm like, you know, here's the thing. We don't heal the body. I don't cure the body. We start to remove interference. I found his neck was this. And it's just interesting. And the reason why I bring this story up, and literally his body, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, starts coming back to life. Like, it's just, they were just amazed, you know? And to be honest, it was kind of early on in my career. It was like the first time I'd seen like a kind of lifeless body come back to life. And I didn't do anything different than what, you know, we adjust them and we teach them how to, you know, best set up a lifestyle that would support the nervous system. But I say that because some of you on this line may think, well, why wouldn't my doctor know this? Why wouldn't the people I go to, and I'm not blaming or judging them, they just don't know, because they look at health through a different lens. And that's how we start. We start looking at health as the body's not weak and defective and bound to break down. You are strong. You are designed and pre-programmed for health. And when we start from that worldview, everything we do to the body changes. So you may say, why? But when I go to Max Living Office, why doesn't anybody do this? Why are you so passionate? Why are your tests so different? Why are even other chiropractors? Is because we start with a philosophy that the body was designed to heal. And when you start there, you end at a different place.
Yeah.
Yes. I just want to point that out. People say, well, why haven't I gotten this?
That's so good. That's so good.
One of the reasons, I mean, I don't want to even, but that point exactly is how you can be in, like, we're 14, 15 years in practice right now, and we are running out of bed to get into the clinic. Yeah. Like literally, like, let's get our hands on patients. Let's change these lives every single time. Yeah. It never stops
why you want to see other people successful. We have four doctors in our office, including myself. And it's just, it's fun, right? It actually was a lot less fun working alone. And now to see these other doctors like doing the same thing I do, passionate about it. Dr. Josh last night gave the doctor's report. I had to do that for 10 years, you know what I mean? And to see him go in there and get fired up giving a doctor's report, it's just so cool to see that. And also to see patients get it. I got to tell you, thank you, because you actually, and you don't know this, I don't think you know the story, but you, listening to you, you know, teach chiropractors for so many years and like increasing my own certainty. When our son was born, he was stuck in the canal for like 3 hours and his head was all jammed up against the sacrum. His collarbone was broken when he came out. And when they put him on my wife's stomach, he wasn't moving. He wasn't moving. His skin was gray. It didn't look like the other two that we had afterwards when they were born. There was no color to his skin. He was limp. Like, all of his limbs just went limp. I had my hand on his chest, couldn't feel him breathing. They were freaking out, and Ashley actually started hemorrhaging, which made everything even worse and scarier. So they're attending to her, and I'm reaching down, I'm touching his neck, And I, it was terrifying. I've adjusted kids in hospitals. I've adjusted all, you know what I mean? So none of it was terrifying except for it was my own kid and he was seemingly lifeless. And, man, I mean, it was crazy. And I don't know that in the moment, like you popped into my head, but I do know that the certainty that I had in that moment that he needed to be checked. And I was stuck behind Ashley. She's laying on me. I'm reaching around her and touching his neck. And the certainty that I had in that moment that he subluxated. And I started touching his upper neck. Sure enough, Atlas is all the way to the right. You can feel it's heavily rotated and I'm pushing on it. And I would love to tell you that, you know, I just gave this like this amazing adjustment. But actually what happened is as I was palpating him, it just went click on its own. And all of a sudden, like the color within 30 seconds, all the color was back in his body. He was coughing. He was crying. I remember a little stream of pee shot up in the air right after I adjusted him everywhere. And it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. He also happens to be our kid who is most easily frequently subluxated in his upper neck. And by the time we finally got an x-ray on him, because we, you know, it's hard to x-ray a kid, particularly in our setups with our x-ray. When I finally took a good x-ray on him, when he was 3 years old, his C2 vertebra was 18 degrees forward out of its normal position. And the rest of his cervical curve was beautiful. Started getting on that and then started seeing amazing changes even in his health. But it was the certainty that I didn't have several years before that, before, you know, hanging out and being around doctors like yourself, that I don't know what I would have done in that moment. But he if they hooked him up to machines, would they have got him breathing? Yes. Would they have got his heart working? Probably. But that's not what he needed.
Yeah.
He needed no interference.
And you look at, and thank you for sharing that story. You know, we'll also, I was give credit to the late, great Chuck Majors, who also always in our ear reminding us, you know, that, you know, never question the principle, question the application, you know, and the thing that comes to mind also is where would he be? You know, like where would he be? Yeah. He would be living a quote unquote, like, and some people will say, well, by the saving grace of medicine. And I'm not saying there hasn't been that time or place, but what if we could eliminate that before it ever had to be there, right? Ultimately, like, and there's research in 2015 showing those that, you know, this wasn't a C-section, but C-section babies skyrocket their chance of chronic disease. Why? Because of the amount of press and stressor, pressure and stress, but also, you know, they lose that opportunity to have this bolus of bacteria coming through the vaginal canal. So there's a lot of lifestyle factors that we have to support these women for versus letting the babies go and suffer these chronic diseases. With 54% of kids now growing up have a chronic disease, will be on a medication for a chronic problem that they aren't ever coming off.
That is so sad.
And so you start to look at the, you know, and I always appreciate you, Dr. Ryan, where you have such an, I think where our minds think alike, where, you know, we get certainty and confidence. Hey, is there evidence to support this? Like, if I'm going to be bold about something, I want to know that there's science. And we know science is not a good tool to represent why something's valid or not. And it's like, I've always used this. Like, you can't use science. Some people think that science, like if you go to the beach and you see somebody using a metal detector, you know, they're not looking for seashells with that thing. It doesn't, that tool does not detect, right? And so it's also from the spiritual world. It's like, you can't use science to validate. It's to measure certain parts of our natural world. But when you're dealing with the body, there's certain parts that are not the physical, right? And so we deal with this nervous system. All the researchers will tell you there's a certain electricity. There's a certain thing that you can't put a. I asked my brothers. I'm like, you know, what do you guys call it? Like, we call it innate intelligence. It's an inborn intelligence. The God's power within it. And I'm like, what do you call it? And like life, health. I'm like, that's the point. We actually don't take it for granted. We have a name for it. And that's why we're so passionate about what we do. People say, well, maybe your passion is just to sell me on something. I want you to sell you on the fact that your body is the greatest organism ever created. And it's an assault to constantly think that it's going to break down and we're going to need the power of medicine or the power of drugs. So I know I said a lot there, but
and you never stop selling them on that.
I love that.
You're that fired up.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like, yeah, I want people to, I want you to hear on this call, right? Like, I want you to hear on this podcast. I want you to hear, like, it is possible. You may be, and you mentioned, I bring up Chuck because I remember we were at an event, you know, Colorado. I was like, you may be stressed. You may be depressed. You may be, you know, like on 6 medications and pain down the leg. Like, but that's not who you are. And I can show you evidence that supports. There's a book called DNA of Hope that I recommend now to everybody because it shows all the evidence of when you have a little bit of hope, right? Hope goes now. Why, you know, chiropractic is not driven on hope because we're removing interference. But when you combine the fact that you recognize your body was amazingly made and you have a philosophy that says, I just trust the body more than maybe other outside forces. And that's where we live. And then when I can do things, I can remove toxins from my life. I can put the right things in my body that's going to help that nervous system, you know, heal itself. I can actually remove the interference called this spinal subluxation and correct my spine. I can get my mind wrapped around that. Maybe like I have a destiny on my life that I have hope in that. I have gratitude and perspective of that. And ultimately I put oxygen in my lungs and move my tissue. Like there's, you know, I remember looking at a gal one time. She's like, what else can I do? I'm like, you're doing these things. Now it's just time. Like you're all the things. Good. Now it's just time. Your body will do what it needs to do.
We were just having this conversation the other day that health is not that complicated. Like the body's complicated. Don't get me wrong. The body's intricate and it's amazing, but health isn't complicated. Get the fear interference out of the way. And the body it naturally wants to be healthy. It wants to do the healthy thing. Sickness is so complicated. Disease is complicated. If you're going to leave interference there and not acknowledge it and still try to get healthy, it's impossible because it's so complicated and so convoluted because you're ignoring the thing that is not allowing the body to naturally do what it wants to do. So this whole idea of disease and pharmaceutical medicine, whatever, it's so convoluted because you're trying to like figure out a way around the actual source of interference and still get the body to heal in a way that it doesn't naturally do it.
And think about this. So the very first adjustment is given to a deaf janitor in Davenport, Iowa. So it didn't start. And we would have been gone a long time ago, I say, as a profession, if what we do didn't actually influence so much more than just back pain. Right. And the other thing I'll say here is like, I was over in Russia and we were taking care of the wrestling team, the Olympic team over there. And I remember one of the guys from I don't know where it was Iran or something like that. And he basically came over, the language was still a barrier. And they saw us adjusting the USA team. And he was basically like, he's like, you know, you do that to me. And we're like, hey, let's just, you know, what's US advantage only here, right? and my point though, and I've talked with, you know, some other guys that I know, chiropractors for all these golfers, and I've been NCAA, I've been a team chiropractor for NCAA team. And I would want you to know, like all the greatest athletes right now they're seeking the best advantage, right? Chiropractic is a part of everybody's life right now. That's at the highest level. And so you have access to that right now. And now there's a reason. And I can show you from a scientific standpoint, but that's not the point. I could go story after story after story. You just don't want to miss out on this major, which is only getting more important in a day when there's more stressors on our bodies than ever before. And so this is why, you know, there's that, you know, famous quote that says, when we're healthy and we don't have a symptom or a disease, we have thousands of dreams and goals and aspirations. When we're sick and diseased, we have one. And so that's to overcome that disease, overcome that challenge. We've all been there, right? And so the point is, don't let it go. You need to make sure it's going to be the greatest investment of your life, not your boat, your house, none of that. The greatest investment you can make is in your health. And I've seen the other side where people wish they could spend a few thousand dollars or, you know, whatever, $4,000 or $5,000 a year to be able to get their health back and to maintain their health. And unfortunately they can. So I know there's listeners out there like, you know what, but is this really true? And I could go story after story after story. I just want you to be a part of the greatest movement in the greatest asset that you have and keep that a priority. So I just encourage you, like, this is the time. Make sure you take advantage.
That's so good.
Oh, Dr. Dan.
I got hair standing up on my arm. I got goosebumps. I'm looking at Ashley.
This is what we love about you.
She's giving me smiles and
glances. We could fireside chat on a weekly basis, I think, and just get jacked up about.
So the whole thing is, if you listen to our podcast, you know that it is principle through and through. What we're hoping you bring to the table today is that level of certainty, and you knock the ball out of the park. So we appreciate that. Can you tell everybody that's listening how to find you? Like, what's your handle? Twitter, Snapchat, what are you doing? Instagram, where are you at?
Right.
Yeah, you can go to Instagram, Dr. Dan Sullivan. I think it's Dr. Dan Sullivan. You'll find me, Dr. Dan Sullivan. Yeah, you could go to, realdansullivan.com. Not the fake one, realdansullivan.com.
I like it. And we can drop that info too.
You can find me on Facebook. The best way is probably Instagram because it's just kind of the most applicable. Or I've got some YouTube things on there too. So I think it's Dr. Dan Sullivan.
Well, thank you so much, man. We know that we know the certainty. It's funny because I just realized it's not just the certainty, it's the enthusiasm that you bring.
Yes.
And we just appreciate that. We appreciate you coming on today and sharing all this with us and with our network. And we're just really grateful for you.
I love it, Dr. Dan.
My honor. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good one. This was the Max Living Podcast. Join us next week. Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.